Exclusive State Department, not aware of Americans. Representative Mullen says died in Afghanistan due to Biden withdrawal. By Edwin Mora on October 5, 2021. The U.S. State Department told Breitbart News Tuesday it is unaware of the Americans. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, said died while trying to flee Afghanistan, including a 3-year-old girl, a 2-year-old boy, and the boy's mother. During an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday over the weekend, Mullen attributed the deaths to President Joe Biden's U.S. withdrawal, described as fatally flawed even by members of his party. Mullen, who has helped his team on the ground in Afghanistan evacuate U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents, LPRs, stressed that the State Department is aware of the identities of the deceased but refuses to report them to the public. Nevertheless, a State Department spokesperson told Breitbart News via email, "While we are not aware of a case fitting, Rep. Mullen's description described in the article, our hearts are with all families who have suffered or lost a loved one due to events in Afghanistan." The spokesperson emphasized that while the State Department remains committed to evacuating LPRs and at-risk Afghans, bringing American citizens home is the Biden administration's top priority. In response to the department's statement, Rep. Mullen told Breitbart News on Tuesday that their words do not match their actions on the ground. "Their words are cheap, and actions are loud," Mullen proclaimed. "Nothing the State Department has done to date shows American citizens have been a priority, much less LPRs." Asked whether or not the State Department is aware of any non-military American citizens who died or were killed in Afghanistan after it ordered the non-combatant evacuation operation, NEO, the spokesperson declined to answer. Mullen told Breitbart News Saturday the department refused to allow the 3-year-old girl into the Kabul airport when the U.S. military was still evacuating Americans before President Joe Biden pulled them out at the end of August because her parents were LPRs. "While our first priority is always U.S. citizens, we will continue to communicate with LPRs and seek to assist wherever possible," the spokesperson told Breitbart News. "Our effort to ensure safe passage for those who want it does not end on any particular date." According to the congressman, the Biden administration blocked his team from evacuating the 3-year-old girl over land across Afghanistan's border with Tajikistan. "Because they wouldn't help us get her out, September 10th. She passed away from septic," the Oklahoma Republican said Saturday of the American child. Mullen also accused the State Department of not reporting the death of a 2-year-old boy and his mother, both Americans. The congressman said the August 26 attack on the Kabul airport claimed by the Islamic State's ISIS branch in Afghanistan killed them along with the 13 U.S. service members and scores of Afghans. Biden's U.S. military withdrawal on August 31 ended a 2-week-long military rescue effort before evacuating all U.S. citizens, LPRs, and Afghan allies from the country taken over by the Taliban on August 15. Some Americans remain stranded in Afghanistan, Ned Price, a State Department spokesman, indicated Monday, noting that the Biden administration has assisted 105 U.S. citizens and 95 lawful permanent residents to depart since late September. An additional number of U.S. citizens and LPRs have departed on private charters or have independently crossed via land border, and they are not included in those tallies, Price added. Since the United States troops left, the State Department, which has no personnel on the ground, has been leading the American evacuation efforts, coordinating the rescue of U.S. citizens on chartered flights. The State Department has established a team to coordinate across government agencies and with advocacy groups, nonprofits, and others, the spokesperson told Breitbart News. The team is working closely with DOD, Department of Defense, and other partners to facilitate freedom of movement for those who wish to leave Afghanistan, including U.S. citizens, LPRs, and at-risk Afghans to whom we have a commitment to assist. Some Americans desperate to leave Afghanistan have turned to private security services to effect their evacuation. The State Department has obstructed some private rescue efforts, an internal email obtained by Fox News revealed, echoing a Democrat lawmaker.